This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Airstrikes battered Sudan's capital on Saturday as fighting entered a fourth week, only hours before the warring parties were to meet in Saudi Arabia for their first direct talks. The fighting has seen warplanes bomb targets in Khartoum and the two rivals' generals' forces engage in intense street battles in the city of 5 million inhabitants. Multiple truces have been reached, but none has been respected. U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching one of his top advisors to Saudi Arabia to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto leader of the oil-rich kingdom. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he will travel to Saudi Arabia Saturday for talks with Saudi officials and will also meet with his counterparts from the United Arab Emirates and India during his visit. King Charles III and Queen Camilla walked onto the balcony of Buckingham Palace to cheers after they were crowned at Westminster Abbey Saturday in the biggest ceremonial event for seven decades. A flyover by military jets to celebrate the coronation had to be scaled back due to weather conditions, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense said. With low clouds and low rain over Buckingham Palace, the flyover featured 10 planes trailing blue, white, and red contrails and a handful of helicopters instead of the scheduled 10 aircraft.
God save the king!
Protesters took to the streets of central London on Saturday, chanting and booing as the procession of newly crowned King Charles III passed by. More than 11,000 police were deployed to stamp out any attempted disruptions. Many demonstrators wore T-shirts or carried signs that said, "Not my king." This is VOA News. The world watches as U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. U.S. President Joe Biden on the situation.
Our intention is to show that there is.
Congress are threatening to undo all this progress by letting us, quote, default on the debt unless we agree to their demands. The two are totally unrelated. Whether you pay the debt or not doesn't have a damn thing to do with what your budget is.
And in Serbia. Bells ring and many mourn as funerals are being held in Serbia on Saturday for some of the victims of two mass shootings that happened in just 2 days this week, leaving 17 people dead and 21 wounded, many of them children. The shootings on Wednesday in a school in Belgrade and on Thursday in a rural area south of the capital city have left the nation stunned with grief and disbelief. Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead two Palestinians during a military raid in the occupied West Bank. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A local armed group says the pair were militants. Saturday's deadly raid in a refugee camp near the city of Tokarim was the latest in Israeli-Palestinian violence that has all but surged since last year. Palestinians said the two dead were 22 years old and are members of a local armed group. The Israeli military said that they were suspected of carrying out a shooting attack at a nearby Israeli settlement earlier this week. The deaths raised to 104, the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A man convicted for his role in the Capitol riot received the longest sentence imposed so far. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Tire knocker, a super soaker. Peter Schwartz from Kentucky attacked police officers with a wooden tire knocker, a super soaker canister of pepper spray, and a chair, and stormed the Capitol with his then wife. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted a 24-year sentence. The previous longest sentence, 10 years, went to a retired New York police officer who assaulted a police officer outside the Capitol. Schwartz was on probation on the day of the riot. The judge said Schwartz is not a political prisoner, but a soldier against democracy. Schwartz told the judge he sincerely regrets the damage he did at the Capitol, but the judge said he didn't believe him, noting his lack of remorse. Ed Donahue, Washington.
If you'd like more on that story or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.